Thank you. Ben, you are the president of Wollstonecraft Provost, correct?
I am indeed, yes.
Great. Ben, we have an idea for you that will make your members' trips away a lot more affordable. My name is Adam, and I'm with Australian Escapes. We are doing a research survey of Provost Branch, you know, about trip plans in 2020. Now, we know a lot of plans have been put on hold, but this coronavirus issue will be over before you know it. So it's like, you know, and the members will be thinking about getting away. So we will complete the survey and then send you the information to look over and perhaps show others. This will take about 7 to 10 minutes unless you have any questions. Is that okay?
That's okay. Depends what the survey is, of course.
Okay. All right. No problem. I'll do that. I'll quickly let you know about it, and I'll try to, you know, quickly resend you the information as well. Just to confirm, this is your email address, right? whfranklin50@hotmail.com?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. All right. So having said that, Ben, I would also like to inform you that we are all about affordability and simplicity. And the idea, as I said, is to save you up to 40% of your away trips and day tours. So, we have done some comparisons. Let's talk about, you know, trade travel. They have won just 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, and they're charging over $2,400 per person. So we can do a similar trip from under $800 per person. Not exactly the same. Not exactly the same, but very similar experiences and all top quality. And I would say ours is of more, you know, independent and affordable style of travel. So let's get started. And as I said, I'll be really quick with this. So Ben, would you mind if I record this call for training purpose, please?
No, not a problem.
All right, thank you so much. So Ben, when you're considering getting away as a group, are your members more interested in doing affordable short-range trips, say 1 to 3 nights within a few hours drive, or do you prefer longer-range trips?
All our outing staff have been day trips.
Only day trips?
Only day trips.
Oh, okay. All right. So have you already, you know, looking at this year, do you have any trips planned at all?
No overnight trips at all, no. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you do day trips only, you know, every month?
Yes, every month.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how many members, you know, approximately go on that trip?
Would be in the teens.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like, you know, a team of, say, 20 members, 30, 40?
No, teens, T-E-E-N-S.
Oh, teens, okay.
Yep.
All right. Just give me 1 second. Let me just update the information with us. So we have an idea for you that will, you know, make your trips much more affordable, and I'll cover that shortly. So you said that you haven't planned it yet, right? So you know, are there any plans in near future where your members would like to visit?
At the moment, our members haven't expressed any interest in overnight trips.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Overnight trips. Okay.
I mean, Provost have sent us details of overnight trips that clubs can do, and we have put it to the membership, but there's been no real response to it.
Okay. All right. So, Ben, are you open to, you know, considering a proposal from us for those trips if it can save you money?
Well, if you send details to us, they will be the details will be presented to the membership.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, there hasn't been a lot of interest in what's been presented so far.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we are also doing, you know, day trips. We are providing discounts on day trips, say about 40 to 60%, and also on short-range trips that is done by a bus or train. We offer great value accommodation for 1 to 7 nights and also at least 1 or 2 group dinners. And this type of trip can be done, as I said, 40 to 60% less than retail. That saves you a lot of money. So in your opinion, Ben, do you feel that some of your members might be open in doing smaller trips like this in near future if they're very affordable?
Well, as I said, they haven't expressed any interest in overnight trips so far.
Okay. So have your members been to any longer trips in the last few years?
No.
Okay.
No, we haven't had any overnight trips. We've only had day outings in the time that the club's been running.
So how do you currently find out about, you know, what members are interested in doing? Because our research with Probus in regards to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. So how do you, you know, find out about what the members are interested in doing?
Right. We've had officers from Probus and from travel companies address us, but there has never been any strong response to it. Mm-hmm. Well, one or two members may be interested personally, but as a club, the membership just haven't expressed any interest in overnight trips.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, you know, working out the travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different, and some like, you know, fully structured tours, or others like more flexibility or independence. So have you ever done an email survey of members to find out what type of trips they're interested in doing?
No, we haven't. We have asked them from time to time by email whether they're interested in particular excursions. Mm-hmm. For example, one to Norfolk Island came up, mm-hmm. and some of the members were interested, but sort of not enough to make it viable.
Okay. And how many members do you have in your group, like?
About 50.
50, okay. All right. Well, the reason why I ask is because, as I said, that we will be offering you some discounts, and which you can present in front of your team members, and I'm pretty much sure that they'll like it. So, speaking of which, from what you already know, what your members want in regards to trips. So, Ben, on a scale of 1 to 10, being the highest, how important are the following for you? Let's say, you know, we'll talk about affordability. How would you rate it between the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest?
What about the idea of affordability?
Yeah.
I'd say affordability is quite important, so I'd give it about a 7.
Okay, and how about value for money? How would you rate it?
The same.
Okay, and how about for flexible travel options to suit different budgets on a scale of 1 to 10? You know, having a choice of different types and style of travel to suit different budgets.
Yes, I honestly don't know the answer to that.
Okay, so are there any other important factors to you and your team members apart from this?
No, as I said, basically, if you sent us some material, I would get it to the membership, and then, you know, the members can then let me know how they feel about it. And if there were enough interested, we'd get in touch with you. But have you been through Probus themselves to talk about this?
Oh, yes. We are also registering with Probus, and Monica from marketing, you can confirm with her. She knows about it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So some clubs, you know, have one or more committee members who look after tours and travel. So do you have anyone in charge of travel arrangements?
Not sort of formally, because that's never happened. We have our treasurer looks after the day outings.
Mm-hmm.
But because we haven't had any overnight outings, we don't have anyone to deal with that.
Okay. All right. So, in your opinion, Ben, what do you feel, you know, your travel organizers need help with the most? Is it like learning about what members want, comparing different trip options, communication with members, need help with everything? How is it?
No, we don't really need help with any of that. As I said, in any offers that we get, we present to the membership, and you know, wait to see how the members react. And to this date, they haven't been interested in any of the overnight trips that have been offered. And I don't think it's always a matter of cost. I think it's sometimes finding somewhere that enough people are interested in.
But it's kind of, you know, the places, I would say, that people want to go, different places, and everybody has a different options. Right.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. That's the issue. I mean, for example, there was we were seriously looking at a trip to a wine producing region, but we couldn't get enough members interested to make it viable.
Okay. All right. Well, Ben, this is the last question that I have for you, and we would like the opportunity to prove our value to you, because we know we can save your members up to 40% of all types of domestic day trips, away trips, and travel. That makes a lot more affordable. So are you open to shopping around to get better prices on your trips?
Oh, yes, we would consider that if we were looking at trips. But as I said, our real problem is there's not a great deal of interest from the membership about trips.
Now, because of this virus situation, nobody's interested in traveling as well, as far as I know.
Even before then, though, they've just not been interested in overnight stays.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
interested in different places to go on day trips, and we've had a variety of those.
Okay.
And that does garner interest, but overnight trips to this date, nobody's been interested, and nothing to do with the coronavirus.
Okay, I got that. All right, well, Ben, that completes our question. So I can resend our introduction email at your email address, and that will include Australian Escapes, you know, that introduces Australian Escapes. And I would like to inform you that we are the first and biggest travel club in Australia, and we are giving each Probus Club branch a special free membership, so all the members can access the discounts and try us out. Now, this is quite a significant step for Probus, because it means you're getting free access to wholesale travel prices on a wide range of options. And Ben, we will also contact you separately about registering your branch with us, and I'll quickly update your branch postal address and contact details as well, so that we can send you the hard copies as well, so that you can show it to the members. So may I have the branch address where I need to send the, you know, where I need to mail you the hard copies?
That's on our website.
Okay, that's on your website. Okay, sure. Well, thank you so much for your time, then. I'll send you the email, and we'll talk about it then. All right, thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.